From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Presidential hopefuls weigh in on Dallas. The slain suspect in a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified him as Micah Xavier Johnston of Mesquite. That's a suburb of Dallas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed, seven other officers wounded in the ambush. The presumptive presidential nominees for the Democrat and Republican parties have both weighed in with their perspectives on the week's tragedies. Hillary Clinton speaking before an AME church in Philadelphia.
Rebuilding our communities where the police and citizens all see themselves as being on the same side will require contributions from all of us.
Donald Trump posted this comment on his Facebook page.
We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization and total chaos. The deaths of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota also make clear how much more work we have to do.
The shootings are prompting President Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. The decision did not change the U.S. leaders' plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw on Saturday, after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We do not and we will not recognize Russia's illegal and illegitimate annexation of Crimea.
President Obama announced that the U.S. will be sending nearly 1,000 troops to Poland as a deterrent to Russian aggression. This is VOA.